Fred's Baby Bottle Boomerang, a song written especially for Align Life back when they were called Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Services. All of a sudden, my mind went blank. And actually, I found an old KCB script, and look at that. It says SVPS, Walk for Life. Yes, that was written back in 2008. And Laura Bruck is with us. She's the Community Relations Coordinator for Align Life Ministries. And you still do it, right? Baby Bottle Boomerang.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Many churches in Lebanon and Lancaster counties and a little bit beyond participate, and we're so grateful.
You
so.
Fill up the baby bottle.
Absolutely.
With change.
Yeah, change, cash, checks.
Nice. Yeah, diamond rings.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Whatever.
Yeah,
God whatever. Well, Laura, I'm so glad that you don't have heavy rain. There's not. Yes, yeah. There's. It's very light, I think. Yeah. Was it much of anything?
No,
I saw
just
a
some
few
sprinkles.
People with umbrellas, but yeah. Look at this. The walkers are coming in.
God really blessed today.
Oh,
so,
my
as
goodness.
He always does. So.
Yes.
Even if we had liquid rain, we'd still be happy and thanking
that's
him.
That's right. That's right. Because we have had that some years
have
in
had
the past.
That. We have.
Yes. And the party does go till 11:30, just to let everyone know. So, yeah, talk about Align's community involvement. You are so involved.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Jen. And thanks, Jen, for running this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it was fun.
Radio friends, you need to know, she literally just finished running this, and she's not even winded, right? Right?
No.
Right. She was looking for a donut, but she's not
she's
even
happy.
Winded.
Yeah. She has her W yeah. donuts.
I do. I do.
Good. We're so glad. Well, thanks for asking, Lisa. God has really provided Align a lot of really neat opportunities to spread the seeds of the gospel through our interactive table displays. So we get invited to events far and near in Lancaster and Lebanon counties. And recently, a little boy approached one of the tables that I was blessed to be able to be working. And he was a little cautious at first, but he was so sweet and courteous. But he spent several minutes looking at our fetal models, which almost always travel with us and are always the superstar of our table displays. So he began to share with me about how much he loved third grade. I got to hear about his favorite books and what he liked and didn't like. And basically, we became fast friends, Lisa. And you know
yes.
how that is. So
oh, yeah.
God just gives us really neat opportunities to have almost instant rapport with the families or individuals that come to our table displays. And we just love to follow the Holy Spirit. So I just felt really led to give this little guy a Gospel of John. And for your listeners, that's one of the books of the Bible. So it's just a tiny, tiny book. But I handed him a Gospel of John, and I explained to him that Jesus would want you to read this so that you can learn about him. And I went on to explain to him that God knew him before he created the world. Mm-hmm. And then, Lisa, here, remember I told you about these little poppy seed cards?
Oh, yes.
So right here. So this poppy seed card often goes out with us to our table displays, and it has one little poppy seed in the center. And it represents the size of our heart when we are only about 22 days old inside our mommy's bellies.
Wow.
It starts to beat. And so I handed him this wow. poppy seed card, told him that truth, and eventually his parents made their way to the table display, and they were gathering him and getting ready to go, and the little boy looked up at me, and he said, "Tell my mom what you just told me." And so I looked down at him, and I said, "Well, how about you tell your mom what I just told you?" And I fully expected him to tell her about the poppy seed card, because
right.
I just thought that's so,
right,
it's
right.
so brilliant, and it's so amazing. Well, wouldn't you know, he looked at his mom and he said, "Mom, do you know what she told me? God knew me before I was even born. Before he even made the world, God knew me." And I was so surprised. I was so blessed. It was such a beautiful, beautiful moment. And the mom didn't really have a chance to respond. And so perhaps that was even the first time that she was hearing that truth.
Yeah.
So we really rejoiced, because right then and there, I mean, God's truth was declared at that moment. That little boy left the Align Pregnancy Services table display, clenching the Gospel of John with that truth planted in his heart. And so we just love to see that when God is at work.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you are all throughout the community. And you often show up, too, at these new mom events. Talk about those.
Absolutely.
I was not familiar with new mom events.
Yeah, definitely. So in Lancaster County specifically, there are several different new mom or mom-to-be events that we get an opportunity to come, again, with our Align Pregnancy Services. So some of your listeners might be familiar with our Align Life Ministries
right.
table displays that
yeah.
often go out to churches and church events. But we get the opportunity with the Align Pregnancy Services table to go to community events, sometimes fairs, and then these free mom events and secular gatherings. And so that gives us a chance to get Align's name front and center with those who might benefit our services. So recently, another recent story was I was manning a table display at a free meal event. And a mom kind of came busting through, charging at me with her little one in her arm. And she was so excited. She had engaged with me months before, and I got to engage with her when she was pregnant.
Wow.
Well, she was now glowing, elated, and proudly showing off her new baby. And she said, "He is such a blessing. Our family cannot imagine if he was not part of our lives. And I really wanted you to meet him." And oh my goodness, I just scooped that little one up in my arms and I just praised God. And so that's just a little picture of, like I mentioned, instant rapport that God gives us. We can gain those relationships, and really it just shows a foretaste of what moms and dads in our communities could be experiencing through our Align Pregnancy Services and support in spiritual encouragement, resources, and more. So.
Yeah. Oh, I love these stories. I love these stories, seeing how God is working through what you do. Did I just see you had a ribbon cutting?
Yes. Were you not there?
I was
Everybody
not
was
there.
There.
I'm
everybody,
sure they were.
Everybody.
I was probably here behind the mic.
All right. Okay. Well, everybody that was anybody
or
was
in
there.
My garden. No. We were talking
okay,
gardening.
That's right. Yes. You had dirt up under your fingernails.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly.
So our effort of ribbon cutting happened last month, and we were so excited to bring supporters, community leaders, churches, and new clients, old clients, all together to celebrate what God is doing at Align. And I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, because I know you're going to get to hear a really great story about what God did already in our Align Pregnancy Services location.
Oh, wonderful.
In Ephrata.
Wonderful. This has been so great, Laura Brock. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know you've got to get back to the fun.
That's
the party
right.
goes to 11:30 here. And where can we learn more about Align Life Ministries and what you do?
AlignLifeMinistries.org. And can I do a little shout out?
Yes.
My youngest grandson,
Malachi. Oh, my
Malachi.
Word, yes.
And are you planning to ask me what favorite cookie?
Yes, of course.
Because I came prepared this time.
Yes.
It is a vegan chocolate chip cookie in honor of Malachi, who likes vegan chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
So, yep. There you go.
And that is your grandson,
that's my grandson.
Who was watching you
yes,
through
he
the
was.
Window. I
yeah.
said you may come in, but you said he might.
Would have had, he would have wanted
he would
to
grab
take
the
over.
Mic.
He would.
Yeah. Thank
Thanks
you
for
so,
having us.
So much. Thank you so much. We have Damian Drago here with They Call Her Moses to wrap up the hour and a full hour of songs for mom. And we're going to meet more of our Align Life Ministry friends, too, coming up in the 10 o'clock theme party hour.